Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Kanye's starring in Wedding Crashers sequel. Or at least he thinks he is.
And Miley Cyrus is investing in herself. We got all the deets.
Oh, and Blue Ivy ain't afraid, baby, to check Grandma Tina's nose.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, when you think of Pete Davidson's friends, PETA probably isn't on the list. Right. The beef in this case, or the Beyond Meat, started when PETA, get it? Because PETA's the Beyond Meat, because
it's a good
ethical
one,
treatment. Thanks, Jesse. This all started when PETA called him out for buying an expensive dog, and he cussed him out in a voicemail that went viral. Well, believe it or not, PETA is now selling a Pete Davidson Halloween costume on their website for $99.99, and the proceeds go towards spay and neuter surgeries. There's the costume right there. It comes with a paper mask, a Pete's face, a hoodie that says I should have adopted, and a stuffed dog wearing a Shelter Dogs Rule bandana. PETA got in an extra diss by saying you should pair the costume with, quote, scum bro style clothing.
Oh.
Pete himself isn't too thrilled. A source close to him said it's disgusting they'd capitalize on someone's mental health, and not to mention illegal to use his likeness.
Yeah, no, right. But without an explanation, I would have thought that was a young Larry King Jr. without the glasses.
You know what I'm saying? The shoulders?
Like, yeah, because like without someone explaining it as Pete Davidson, I wouldn't have gotten it right away.
Yeah.
Larry do sit like this. His shoulders do touch his earlobe.
Like it was the suspenders keeping him alive the whole time.
This is a little petty on Pete's side,
this
really.
This is beyond petty. What? I think this is disgusting.
Yeah, he can't sue them.
This is crazy. Like, y'all doing way too much.
And
don't use my likeness. That's don't do that.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to think that Pete would sue him. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy, even though he probably could.
But he need to be petty Pete.
Yeah.
And sue Peter.
Yeah.
Pettily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, $99 is a high tax bracket or a high, tax to put on a paper costume.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're using my likeness to, get more money.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody's got a personal vendetta against him. Yeah. Somebody who works for Peter.
Yeah, but y'all just said, though, it doesn't look like him, so that means it's not really his likeness.
But we know it's him because of the situation that they went through.
Right. Yeah. This could be, like, harassment. Like, you're literally using my face. And you're using the situation where I had a mental breakdown, and now you're selling stuff.
Yeah, you're saying something bad about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope the people for the ethical treatment of trees sues PETA for wasting the paper.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Well, moving on, the drama continues in a divorce of Kevin and Christine Costner. Now, Kevin says Christine had 3 months, treated him to answer basic discovery requests, but didn't do so, forcing him to file a motion to compel.
Ooh.
Well, the judge sanctioned Christine, ordering her to pay the $14,000 in attorney's fees Kevin incurred from filing that motion. And in the court docs, Kevin said, it is hoped that the sanction will be a deterrent to any discovery abuse on Christine's part in the future.
Mm.
So what that mean, the sanction be a deterrent to the...
A deterrent? A deterrent.
Hopefully the fact that you took this L in court, that should keep you from trying this nonsense again.
It's the FOFA motion. The FOFA motion that you file in court, fool around and find out. That's where she's at right
FOFA.
Now.
FOFA, okay.
But he should be ashamed of himself doing that to his wife, though. I mean, the woman probably was stressed. She had things to do. She got them damn children to take care of. No. So, I mean, she couldn't get to court.
No, she had 3 months.
She had enough time to do what she was supposed to do. She was careless and didn't care, so he went ahead and filed a FOFA.
Yeah.
To put the motion in the detergent
in the motion and get things to wash it. Mm-hmm. And that's what don't come out in the wash, come out in the rinse.
Okay.
Clean. Okay. Okay, you guys, remember Miley Cyrus's Bangers tour in 2014?
Yep.
Well, she wore lots of wild costumes, rode a giant hot dog, and even slid down a giant tongue coming out of her face. Well, the tour reportedly grossed about $63 million, but Miley says she didn't profit from it because she paid for the whole thing herself. Check it out.
I didn't make a dime on this tour because I wanted the tour to be excellent. And when everyone kept saying, why are you doing this? You're going to do like 100 shows and you're not going to make any money. I said, there's no one I would rather invest in than myself. So I paid for it all to make it exactly what I thought I and the fans deserve.
Oh, respect that.
Yeah, that's dope.
Would y'all do that? Would you pay for your own concert?
I would, but I would want to make some type of money back. I mean, she did have some really nice stuff, though.
I feel like back in the day, I heard Lady Gaga went through something like this, too. On one of her tours, she just wanted so many extravagant things.
And the promoters don't want to pay for that. So you got to come out your pocket yourself if you want your show to be great.
Make a whole bunch in ticket sales, but by the time you're paying for the setup and everybody to set things up, take them down, all the movement,
all tours, the trucks.
Tours are a lot.
I also read this thing that was talking about, this was 2014, and so in 2014, a lot of people still thought of her as Hannah Montana. And so if you want to come out and you want to change that image real hard, you might have to take a drastic move and make a big tour.
And this is beyond the it's Party in the USA. It was beyond that era.
She
was in her like R&B, twerk, like that vibe.
She was Jace.
She was outside
of
Black.
Yeah. So it was, it was different. It was a different
Like Mike Will Made It was making beats for us, stuff like
that.
Yeah. Stunting with my J's on. She's with us for a minute.
Riding hot dogs in the air. What an era. All right. Well, speaking of hot dogs, Kanye West. His Italian vacation just keeps getting more and more eventful by the day. Now, he's out there crashing weddings, y'all.
Oh.
So a video is making its rounds on the internet of Ye showing up at a random couple's wedding while dressed as Darth Vader. Check it out.
Imagine getting a pic with Kanye West at your Italian wedding.
Of course.
Yeah. From Atlanta, where you live right above Grand Park.
What? Not they from Atlanta.
Is that really him, though?
Yeah, I can't. What the hell?
It's so many things.
It looks like the ominous spirit of death in the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Why is he there?
Thank you.
Is it me or the couple looks like Ariel and Eric when she was fresh out the fence and she got her legs?
Right.
Like they look like...
How did they know it was him?
Thank you.
Who else gonna walk around Italy like that, barefoot and covered in black like
in
that?
The summer.
Was he barefoot?
Yeah,
you know he was barefoot. That's his whole thing now. He barefoot.
They probably were scared of him. That's why he told him it was from Grand Park.
Yeah, it looked like he was getting ready to rob them or something.
Exactly.
Also, that's why they said we from Atlanta.
Yeah, right. We from where you're from.
Right.
Well, moving on. Blue Ivy's boss, Carter, loves checking her grandmother, Tina Knowles. So Tina took to IG and shared a video of her getting her hair and makeup done while in the glam room. And during the video, Tina noted that Queen Bee's birthday was that day, to which her voice that sounds a lot like Blue Ivy could be heard questioning if her grandmother was making another video again. Check it out.
It's birthday. All hail to the queen.
All hail to the queen,
honey. All hail to the queen.
But do you see how Tina just turned that thing off real quick, too? She said, hold on.
She didn't want to do a second take.
She would have got her little lips peppered.
What you mean, peppered?
Shut up. Don't be talking to me. That's your grandmother. Yeah, you don't talk to your grandmother like that. I don't care how rich you are. No, ma'am.
She wasn't disrespectful.
Yeah, she was.
She said, are you making another video again?
That tone, Brad.
Maybe she didn't want her on the phone so much. She wanted to spend a little bit more time talking to Blue Ivy. You know what I mean?
Get
it's like
the
opposite
Blue
of what adults
Ivy
be doing to kids.
She's still on the stage performing. That's enough time with her, honey. No.
It's also funny how like different age generations feel differently about social media videos and stuff like that. Like a lot of kids they're not into Facebook. They're not into Instagram. They don't want to be in your videos.
And it's not the first time she be checking her grandma. She checks her grandma all the time. She's been checking that whole family since she was little. Remember when Beyonce, Jay-Z, Jay-Z and her were like front seat at the
basketball game.
Yeah. Yeah, at the basketball game.
She's like, or something.
I remember one time they were at an award show, and I think like Beyonce was clapping for somebody, and Blue was like, let's clap. Oh, yeah. 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 It wasn't that great. Let's
read that. Right, baby. Well, y'all, up next, Young Blue is crying the blues to his wife after creeping. Mm. We'll have more details after the break.
Mm. After creeping? Can you imagine your mom's Beyonce and she embarrasses you? What's up with that?
That's crazy.
That's just kids today, honey.
Yeah. Epic proportions.
My goodness.
They don't even care that their mom is Beyonce. Yeah. They just like, I'm a star myself.
Know. Right.
You're bothering me.
You're bothering me.
You're annoying. You're so annoying.
I didn't have to bother you if I never had your ass in this world.
Right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, what up?
So, last week, a very married rapper, Young Blue, was called out for flewing out a woman for relations. Ooh. That was not his wife, child. So now, despite the woman he flew out saying that she did not have a good time because he was being weird and his wife finding out and letting him have it on the gram saying she didn't want him anyway, Young Blue is saying, you still my still. And that he don't want to go unless she make him, child. He posted a now deleted apology that read something like this. Do what's the honors, HK.
Don't mind if I do.
I would like to publicly apologize to my wife. I will never get on the internet and bash you no matter what you say out of her. Such a good woman. Solid rare. Yeah. I love and appreciate you.
Yes, God! Give it up for HK. Yes!
Yes, HK, that was awesome.
And he went on to mention God and some other things. Now, why do people start mentioning God
when they get caught?
Was God in the midst when you flew that lady out?
Right. No, sometimes you be in God's blind spot, you make bad decisions, and when you realize you got in trouble, that's when you need God again. That's how it works.
You should have been asking God to help you fight that temptation before you just flew somebody out that you didn't even know.
No, and it was crazy because the girl went on TikTok and did like a whole like 3-part series.
Wow.
She said that he wouldn't even buy her food.
Wow.
But then he said that she was stank, and she was like, I was not stank. You trying to say that I was stank?
That is so petty.
Go ahead and say what the wife said, though. The wife said his little thing was short, and she said, honey, that she didn't want him no more, and she put his butt out the house.
My Lord.
And she did all kinds of, but I mean, God is everywhere, though. He's omnipresent.
Amen. So he was. If I flew you out, You've got to show up smelling like roses. If you show up stinking, like, plans are off.
Yeah. But wasn't she from a country where Jesse them come from?
What? Gary, cleanliness is next to godliness in Haiti, okay? Do not play with me.
Why don't you use your natural scent?
No. Absolutely not.
Jesse smelled like Petula.
Oh, okay.
And mind you, everybody told me I smelled good today.
Oh, yeah, you do. You even look fabulous.
Thank you.
Can we just call out that they both showed up wearing the same outfit
real quick? Like, aren't you glad we're both wearing orange?
Yeah.
Gary, wish you could wear them shoes, girl.
Well, moving on, it's time for a Dish Debate! Actor Columbus Short revealed he named his son Denzel after the Denzel Washington. However, it wasn't to honor him. Check it out.
My son's name is Denzel.
Word.
Mm. Yep. Denzel, he kept little with me. And I'm just truncating the story. When my son was about to be born, I was like, man, my wife was like, what are we naming our son? I was like, Denzel. Because why? Because now he's my little.
Unplugged the microphones.
Yeah. Hey, I know this is weird. Right. Was he drunk?
Right now today, Denzel Washington just having breakfast.
Like him. I like Columbus Short. That was just weird.
Ever since he lost his white hat and he wasn't fighting 613 no more with down Olivia Pope and all
scandal,
that.
Right?
Yeah, well, ever since he stopped the scam, he's just been on a downward spiral.
So can we just acknowledge, like, real quick when he like let that out, he like let it out like he said something hard and all the other guys in the studio
were
like,
they were looking confused. Yeah. Like me right now.
And the one guy was like, that's deep.
All right, well, like, we're going to commercial.
All right, y'all, up next, Doja Cat is breaking next. Ooh. And we might mean literally, y'all. We'll explain after the break.
No, we got to unplug these microphones.
Yeah.
Get back to work.
That was so strange.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yeah, all right, y'all. y'all. Well, Beyonce's birthday celebration wasn't the only thing going down at the Renaissance concert. Pregnant Beehive member Sarah Frances Jones had a whole party percolated in her uterus and had no idea. Ooh, really? She posted a video of herself enjoying the concert. Then it fast forwards to her delivering a baby Beehive member later on that evening.
Oh!
Wow. Whoa.
That is the strongest how it started and how it finished video I've ever seen. Like, for real.
Wow. Her legs all up. That is crazy. Sarah said she thought it was just Braxton Hicks or gas, but it turns out Beyonce sang that baby right on up out of there. So happy to report mom and baby are doing well. Congratulations.
That's what a little love on top will get you.
Okay.
Right? Why is she telling us this? Beyonce even gave up Pampa. So we ain't heard nothing about Beyonce gave us a bottle or nothing like that. So, girl, why are you talking about
it? But this is the miracle of life, and it started at a Beyonce concert. What?
No, start at a Beyonce concert. It ended at a Beyonce concert. She had the baby. The start was with her and her husband at home having sex, and that's when it started.
Probably surfboard, little surfboard.
Little surfboard, yeah. Evidently, she did not drink the watermelon, if you know what I'm saying.
Raining on Redwood. Yeah. Oh, she ain't drink
the water. She didn't drink the water.
I'm sure Beyonce's gonna send her some flowers in a card. You know how Beyonce 12. Do. Give her some time. She's still on tour. Damn.
I know that.
All right, y'all. Somebody, please help Doja Cat. Not sure what's going on, but she looks hurt. So she posted a photo of her neck in a brace on social media with the caption, "I'm fine. My neck is fine." Now, some fans think this is a new look for Fashion Week, maybe. But others have some pretty funny thoughts about the photos. One fan commented, "Must have fell when she was crawling on that ceiling," referring to her new music video, Demons. Another one wrote, "Her neck, her back, Doja Cat is in her cast." Oh, what did I think happened to Doja's neck? I mean, she has been fighting.
I hope nothing, but it would be weird to take a photo like this if you were fine.
Yeah. I thought she was Pete Davidson. I'm like, that
look like her. That's it.
They do look like twins there, yeah.
Probably working on a sister girl neck rolls. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what to say.
No.
Yeah.
Doja's just been doing a lot lately. I don't know what's going on, my good sis. But it looked like them demons are fighting her at this point.
Yo, even in a neck brace.
Even in a neck brace?
I still feel like, yo, you good, ma? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I like a weird chick.
Doja, what's good? Yeah.
She's still cute.
I don't know. The neck brace is a deal breaker for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it in the neck brace?
I gotta wait till she's out of the neck brace.
You don't want her drinking watermelon in a neck brace?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
No neck for you.
No neck for you, Tanner.
Wow, Tanner.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Drake fans love letting it all hang out. And now, honey, he has a new collection of lingerie. We'll explain after the break.
Not lingerie.
You got the lingerie.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Well, Drake went from being the champagne poppy to the poppy of them tig old bitties.
Okay.
Real quick. He shared a photo standing in front of the dozens of bras he got on tour from fans who like to let them things hang with the caption, "Remember when we both forgot who I was in unison? That wavelength was def a foolish one." I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to the people who had to sort through these bras. Looks like they were laid out according to size.
Somebody had too much time on their hands to sort these bras out.
But the color pattern is pleasing to the eye. Like, whoever, like, patterned it, like, knew what they was doing.
But he needs to stop lying. Y'all know damn well he ain't got that many bras at his concerts.
I think he has.
He's like one of the most like decorated artists of our time. Yeah. Like the dude packs him in. Like it's literally definitely.
He ain't getting that many bras. Brad,
why would he collect them?
Thank you. Like, you're lying. He ain't got that many.
Maybe Canadian. This is a scheme that Todd set up for Drake to compete against Rihanna for lingerie companies.
Denti.
Hello.
Oh, Denti.
Drake's mail line.
If I laid out every single bra I've ever taken off a woman in my life, there would be zero bras. I don't know how.
That's not where I saw that going.
Me either, Tanner.
No, it's like it wouldn't be that many of those.
Damn it, Tanner. Damn it, Tanner.
It's complicated. Tanner. It's complicated.
Sometimes them hooks be a little hooky. This,
like, how many hooks?
It's like, we're just gonna leave the bra on, okay? Yeah.
Just cut it.
Just cut it off.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.